Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy New Year. It is another exciting edition of Inside the Movies and More. It's actually the first episode of the new year. And I want to know if my co-host is with me here. Don, are you on the line, buddy? Mr. Don, are you there, buddy? Hello, Don. Well, we're going to see once again. Starting in the new year, hope little technical difficulties are kicking in here, but we're going to definitely see if we can get Don on the line back here with us co-hosting. But it's 2018, a lot of exciting things are happening actually this year, coming on to the silver screen for the rest of the year, as well as we're going to go over to see about the movies that happened last year of 2014 and the top grossing movies of all time here. So we're going to talk about that here in the show, as well as many other exciting topics when it comes to pop culture, movies, and all that exciting stuff going on here. So once again, my name is Scott. I'm with Inside the Movies and More. And Inside the Movies and More is part of the VISM Radio Network. And part of the VISM Radio Network here, we have over 6 different shows spanning from, of course, movies, pop culture, books, authors, and writers, crime prevention, the paranormal, as well as sports. We also have a Spanish division that deals with sports right now, and we are constantly growing and having so much exciting things happen here when it comes to the VISM Radio Network. But I definitely want to go into further details here with you guys when it comes to this exciting year in movies as well. And a couple of things we're going to talk about, topics here, is, you know, the films that are coming out, the sequels, some films that we've been waiting for, these sequels for 20-something years, and they are bringing it to us in a very exciting way. So we're going to step into this here in just a few moments. Like I said, we're trying to get this all squared away and get my co-host on the radio here with us. But if you want to definitely check us out, you can definitely like us on Facebook at vismstudios.com, and then you can like Facebook and Twitter, and follow us there as well as on Instagram and Pinterest. So we do have a lot of things that we are working on here, and you can also reach us at 646-721-9678. You can also chime in and let us know what you are. What you are feeling about some of our topics we're going to be talking about here in just a second. But yeah, 2015 is an exciting year, and hopefully we can get Don here to talk about that with us and definitely get that going here. So for all of you that don't know, we have been on the air here for almost over a year now, and there is so many things that have happened in the movie industry, especially last year, 2014. A lot of people have passed away, and it has been one of those tragic moments here with us. So, but in those tragic moments, there has been some great new topics out there. For all those out there that are listening to this show here, we do have coming up here, just to let you guys know, if anyone's a big Liam Neeson fan, and definitely I am a big Liam Neeson fan here, Liam Neeson, if anyone loves the Taken franchise, Taken 3 is coming out here in the next week and a half. So that's right, Liam is back. He's in Taken 3, and definitely it's going to be an exciting adventure going on with that. Looks like it's more stateside looking at the trailer. You can check the trailers out online. But I'm not giving away anything in the movie, but what happens in the trailer here, it looks like he's framed for his ex-wife's murder, and it looks like the things that go down on there is going to be a very unique unique journey for this character's name is Brian, and Brian is going to see how he can redeem his name as well as find out who the killer is. So Taken 3 coming out here in the next few weeks. Now, for all those out there that are definitely 2014 was a year that we experienced some serious sadness in Hollywood. We with 2014, there was a lot of greats that passed away, and there was a lot of greats that went home way too early, and that's something here that it's sad to see them go and see things happen. Robin Williams, of course, Joan Rivers, as well as many others through Hollywood went away too early. It looks like Don is kicked in here. Let me see if we can get definitely Don on the show. Hey, Don, are you there, buddy?
Hey, can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you loud and clear. Technical
difficulties. Good. You know what? I was here at the top of the show. I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me. And you know what? I figured out what it was because it's the new year. I had I think my microphone had the that 2K bug. That Y2K bug?
Oh,
you know,
Y2K
was bug. Into year 2000.
Oh, so they played a prank on you, huh? They put it for 2015 bug on you. Well, yeah, buddy. Man, we got a lot of things we're going to be talking about here. And I was talking about, you know, how 2014, there's a lot of loss that came into Hollywood. A lot of greats passed away here. Talked a little bit about Taken 3. Coming out here in 2015. But, yeah, I know you had some great things you want to talk about with us and share with us about some of the, you know, the top movies of 2014.
Well, you know what? I'm looking at the list right now. These are the top grossing movies of 2014. And there's a point to be made here, but I could do that all the way through 20 of them. Oh, by the way, number 29 was Noah. That was a great movie.
They spent over $300 million, and it looked like where the $300 million went. Yeah, that movie.
Let me go back down here. Noah did $101 million, which I think they paid about $300 million for those Transformer rocks. So, but no, there's but there's something interesting. If you look at the top 10 movies especially, one of the things that's really interesting, and I know you and I have talked about this before on other shows, is that or on previous episodes, is that, you know, there's a real change going on right now in Hollywood in terms of people are starting to respect comic book movies and fantasy movies and franchise movies as being quality films. And, you know, you can't say that the amount of money that they make has anything to do with how good they are. But, you know, man, if you put Heinies in the seats, then you're obviously doing something good. So here's the top 10 movies. Almost all of these, except for one, are what you would consider franchise movies. Guardians of the Galaxy, which is already looking at a sequel. The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1. Well, that title kind of tells you there might be a sequel. Captain America: The Winter Soldier. The Lego Movie, which I'm sure we're going to see more of. Transformers. Number 6 was Maleficent, which this is the only one of the top 10 that's not officially a franchise movie, but you know what? It was born out of the Disney film Sleeping Beauty, so it kind of already was a franchise movie when it came out of it, and apparently they are in talks to make a second one. Number 7 was X-Men, Days of the Future Past. Number 8, a favorite of yours, Scotty, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Number 9 was Big Hero 6, which again may not have been originally intended as a franchise movie, but with that amount of success, we'll probably see more of that. and then The Amazing Spider-Man 2, which there's no such thing as a franchise that ends in number 2, right? There's always going to at least be a third one. But even if you dip it a little bit down between after the 10 movies, Godzilla was number 11, and 22 uh-huh. Jump Street, which again is one of those, you know, it's, they did 21, they did 22, they're probably going to do a 23 Jump Street because they have done well. And in fact, right behind that was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and then Scott, your favorite movie of the year came in at number 14, Interstellar, which I don't think we're going to see another one of those, but.
I know you're being sarcastic on that one. I hope the audience catch that sarcasm. that movie was, I don't know. Once again, the music was amazing. I'll tell you that. The music was amazing.
Go Hans Zimmer.
The music was so amazing that drowned out half of the conversation. Dialogue that they had and you hear Matthew McConaughey, you know, so you throw a little bit of Hans Zimmer on top of that, it's a chemical mess. I don't know. I know it should stick to making Batman movies, that's all I gotta say.
But you know, I mean, seriously though, if you look at these films though, Scotty, I mean how many of these, I mean, a lot of them are comic book movies, but most of these
are
franchise movies.
And if you look at the Oscar buzz that's going on, a lot of those that you talked about at the top are actually Oscar buzz contenders. And it's a really unique, different thing because you would never see in a million years comic book movies becoming Oscar contenders. That was the big stigma. But now they're becoming Oscar contenders. And I think... Because with Marvel, let me give you guys a little history of Marvel, a little brief here. I know we have only a certain amount of time. But see, back in the Marvel, this is like Marvel's first time rodeo making movies. This ain't the first Captain America movie they've made. It's not the first Spider-Man movie they ever made. And back in the 70s and 80s, they went and tried to, you know, do a crack at this, Howard the Duck. And they bombed terribly. They did a Fantastic Four movie, the original Fantastic Four had a movie back in the 80s and 90s, and it didn't even see the light of day, but if you go scrolling the Comic-Cons out there, you can definitely pick up a copy of the Fantastic Four movie back out there. And so, but the point being is Marvel has never, when they put out comic book movies in general, not just Marvel, but in general, they flopped. The only time that, only people that had a very successful launch of a comic book movie was Warner Brothers in DC Comics. When it was Superman launched onto the screen, oh my, and Christopher Reeves brought Superman to life. That was really the first catalyst film of live action to be successful. And then right after that, Tim Burton's Batman. So Marvel was really, really getting kicked in the shins. Because it's a kids-friendly film, being not a contender in it. Now, they were successful in television with their animated series. They were successful in television with Incredible Hulk, starring Lou Ferrigno. They had some success on small series. But, of course, still DC was dominating. Also on the small screen was Wonder Woman in the 60s with Adam West's Batman show. So they were still dominating when it came to that. Now, the thing here is people's got – now Marvel is now the top dog. And now the table has shifted to where DC and Warner Brothers are struggling now to bring out, quality comic book movies. And they keep on milking Batman and Superman. And let's not even talk about when they try to launch Green Lantern. And how that was terrible. Thank you for that for the moment.
We're going on that sound effect. Thank you.
That was perfect. But now Marvel is really kicking DC in the shins now. But they've also see what Marvel Studios done is they one thing I can tell you what saved their life was a wonderful company called Walt Disney World bought them out. And really, when you got billions of dollars now in your back pocket to play with, you can make some really stuff happen. And then when Marvel Studios launched here in 2006, and they really came back to taking a stab at it with Iron Man, that was really the rest is history. So what Marvel really did was, is Marvel said, let's go after these new directors, these guys that could, that are comic book fans, not just good directors of making a movie, but they also have a great background in comic books and history of that, and let them direct and tell these stories and write these movies. And now you're seeing, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy, for example. That was not a very big Marvel comic book. And now everybody and their brother can't get enough of Guardians of the Galaxy. Everybody wants a group character, and everybody wants Star-Lord in space and really to the next level. And when you watch a Guardians of the Galaxy type of thing, and James Gunn, well done, James Gunn comes after Kaufman, Toxic Avenger world. For those that don't know, he directed over with Lloyd Kaufman. He directed some stuff, the Toxic Avengers and stuff from Trauma Studios. But when he came out in the scene, and they gave him this, you know, Guardians. When you watch it, you don't think really it's a Marvel movie because it's really action packed and sci-fi and really you wouldn't think a typical Marvel movie. And that's the same thing with Captain America: Winter Soldier with the Russo brothers. They didn't make Captain America, even though it is a superhero movie. They didn't make it. It made it more feel like a spy thriller. Spy
it was more like an action adventure kind of film, wasn't it?
Exactly. And that's something here that Marvel now has their finger on the pulse on. And I mean, they announced their slate, and man, they're ready to rock and roll here. And they're coming out with between 2 to 3 movies till all the way till 2019. Every year, and they're going to be cranking them out. And now, we're in January now, and since the Sony hack has happened, Sony and Marvel Studios have been talking back and forth to sharing Spider-Man. So, because Spider-Man 2 didn't do too well domestically, didn't do too well at all, and Marvel and Sony's needing a help, and who better to get the help from is from the powerhouse of superhero movies that Spider-Man is from. You know, Marvel needs to come in and help them out and really build that franchise. And even Marvel stated, though, if they let them have to do the movie rights, of course, they're really trying to make the deal out when it comes to distribution and all that stuff. Sony will still distribute it. But Marvel already said that they won't hire on Andrew Garfield. They really want to wipe the Spider-Man franchise clean, but they're not going to tell an origin story. They're going to continue on telling a story, but they're going to really want to fix the mess that Sony's made with Spider-Man. And by the way, a lot of people don't know this, but Kevin Feige, I can never pronounce the name properly, he's a head honcho over the Marvel Studios world. I don't know why we're on the Marvel topic right now. Him and Avi Arad bump heads. Now, Avi Arad used to be with Marvel. He stepped away from Marvel and went over to Sony and pretty much has been spearheading the Spider-Man crap that's been coming out of Sony, and he's been the head honcho over there. Pretty much, he's been supposedly telling that he's done all this stuff with Marvel. Now, Kevin Feige has been with Marvel back when Alvy was with them, and pretty much Kevin is the honcho. He's the CEO of Marvel and Marvel Studios. He's the big guy. Pretty much blew up Avi Arad's spot and said, the majority of this crap Alvy's been saying is lies. You didn't do half this stuff. And that's what supposedly is in the Sony hack messages that are coming out. Now, I don't know how legitimate it is, but that's what I've been reading. And so Kevin and Alvy don't see eye to eye when it comes to the Spider-Man franchise. And the reason being why I'm coming on that is Marvel, back in the day, Marvel was going bankrupt, so they had to sell out all their rights, the movie rights, to all these different houses, like X-Men was the 21st Century Fox, Spider-Man to Sony. And they started cranking them all out. Now, Warner Brothers, on the other hand, in DC, they own all the DC characters. So we would expect them to be powerhousing because they have every DC superhero character. No one else owns a franchise. But on the flip side of the token, it's not even happening. Marvel's dominating it. But so you're seeing a lot of influx of the superhero movies, but also Marvel is doing something that is different, because they do have a lot of different comic books out there that are not your typical super, like Guardians of the Galaxy, they're not typical superheroes per se. They're, you know, they're space protectors. They're not, they don't really have, you know, crazy superpowers. Mine is Groot, that it's an alien that can transfer a plant, but, you know, Drax's character has more strength. Star-Lord is a human. Rocket Raccoon, he's a weapon specialist. And Gamora, she's like an assassin. But they're not like Captain America with super, you know, Iron Man with this, you know, they're a different type of thing. And I think that's why people really were flocking to see Guardians, because it wasn't your typical superhero movie. And Marvel's really showing that here. Marvel's really showing that they're having a whole different series called Inhumans that they've been working on, and they started bringing them into small television scene. And so you're getting this whole different thing, to where it's like that Marvel's really showing, hey, we got Doctor Strange now is coming out. Different topics that Marvel is really going to be touching on, as not just Captain America and Spider-Man. So definitely Marvel has a lot of things going for them until 2019. Beyond that, but
you know what I think. What I think about you know, one of the things that I think about that, Scott, is also that I think you're absolutely right when you talk about the intellectual property. And you know, one of the things there too, I think that you know, if you look back, I mean, you know, Stan was you know, writing these things back from the early 40s, and then you know, in the early 60s, did Spidey and really took off with it at that point. But you know, for decades, we've had these amazing pieces of intellectual property to use as you know, comic books, and then to eventually be used as films. And there's a really interesting thing going on right now in the world of comic books. That there's a lot of people out there that are a lot of creators out there that are not creating comic books because they want to garner comic book fans. They're putting comic books out there because they want to put their stamp or their ownership on the intellectual property so that it can be made into a movie. You know, I think you have a lot of that going on. And then also, you know, another thing that you have is that if you look back at a lot of this intellectual property, a lot of even the, you know, the old fashioned detective comics, the old fashioned Batman, DC books, but also especially with the Marvel comics, is that when they were conceptualized as comic books, it wasn't like we had the ability in terms of you know, as far as filmmakers go, we didn't have the ability to really transpose those stories onto film and still have the same essence that the comics book had. Now, with technology as it's come along, and with CGI and everything else, now we have that technology. And I think what we're looking at, if you look back like maybe 5 years ago, you saw a lot of comic books being brought to the screen because it was like, oh, wow, we can do this, we can do that with CGI. We can, you know, we can throw Spider-Man on a building, we can do this. You know, and so I think everybody was kind of like rushing to the point of let's bring these comic book stories or comic book icons, rather, not necessarily the stories, and throw them onto the screen because we have the ability to do so when it comes to special effects. Well, I think what happened was the worm kind of ate itself at a certain point, to where it was like, now everybody realizes that we have all this intellectual property in terms of the characters. That we can throw this stuff out there, and I think Transformers is a really good example. And that who cares about the story? We've got the ability to use the technology to make these comic books real on screen. And because the now I think we're kind of reaching this particular point. I think this year is a really good example. You know, when we look back at those top 10 movies, like I was going over, you know, I think now we're realizing that, you know, everybody's in the game. So you can't just jump out there and throw an iconoclastic comic book character onto the screen with some nice CGI. There has to be a good story behind it. And I think that's what's happening, is that's perpetuating a really nice movement in terms of sci-fi and fantasy film right now, that and comic book film right now, to where people realize that in order to compete, you have to bring a really good story along with it, and that's why we're seeing Oscar-worthy comic book films being made finally.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a lot. There's, you know, this year is prime example. Transformers 4. Okay, I saw it. I fell asleep halfway through in the movie. It was all over the place. That's the type of franchise I know they love. You know, Hollywood is this. A lot of people got to understand Hollywood when they got a cash cow, they're gonna milk that thing till they can't milk it no more. And yeah, Transformers 4 made over a crap load of money, but it didn't make it all here. But they made all the money was overseas. And so you're gonna see another but hopefully Michael Bay said he's not gonna do another Transformers movie. Thank God. Transformers.
I like it better if Michael Bay just didn't do any movie.
Yeah, me too. He's just a blown up crazy guy. Same thing with Tarantino. I don't like his stuff either. But the thing here is we gotta let's jump in. You know, with 2015, it's an exciting year. I know for 2015, I'm super excited for cinema. For as a filmmaker myself, there's a lot of things here at VISM we're doing for 2015 that we're gonna bring into all you out there. That I think you're really going to be really excited to see, as well as hearing as well. And really, we do appreciate all those that are fans that follow us. Definitely like us on Facebook at VISM Studios. You can follow on go to vismstudios.com, and you can be right there on the Facebook page. You can like us on Facebook. Also, you can go into our projects and check out the rest of our VISM Radio Network family. Of course, Don's with Bibliocast on Saturdays at 6 p.m. Don't want to miss that. He's going to have some awesome stuff going on as well. And then, of course, the sports shows I talked to you guys about earlier on that. So we got a lot of stuff, and we're going to be launching two new things coming up here shortly, part of the VISM Radio Network. We're going to be launching Don and I are actually developing it right now, and we're excited to bring it to you here in the near future of 2015. We're actually going to be VISM Radio Theater. So we're going to be bringing you guys some exciting new characters for you to listen to and see where it goes from there, as well as there's going to be another show launching on the radio network of politics. So for all you politic nuts out there, we're going to have another radio show launching here with politics, but it's not going to be your typical politics. There's going to be a lot of tiring comedy to it. So definitely tune into that as well. But 2015 as a whole, there's a lot of things happening in cinema that's really exciting, as well as been 22 years since Jurassic Park first hit the silver screen.
Wow.
And now Jurassic World is coming there, and I'm excited. I'm a big Jurassic Park fan. People have hated 2 and 3. I actually enjoyed them. I just liked them. So, I think I'm very excited to see what happens with Jurassic World. Once again, the Golden Boy, I'm going to call him the Golden Boy of cinema right now, Chris Pratt, will be starring in Jurassic World as well. He had a very big year. Last in 2014, he was in the Legos movie, Delivery Man, and of course, Guardians of the Galaxy, playing Star-Lord, the leader of the pack. And you're going to see a lot. You're going to see a lot more of Chris Pratt coming up here. And Don, you read something on GQ. How the guy's just a really humble, cool guy.
Yeah, he's there's a really cool article in there. At the end of the year, GQ does a kind of a men of the year thing, and they interviewed Chris, and he's just, you know, apparently just as down to earth as you would expect him to be. He greeted the interviewer and took him out to shoot some clay pigeons and you know, in his big truck, and he completely doesn't buy into his own hype or anything. He's just a really down to earth guy, and I think that's a lot of where his, I think a lot of the appeal to him comes from, is that the guy's he's an original guy. He's an actual down-to-earth guy. But, man, he's killing it lately, isn't he?
He is. And that's one thing here is, you know, we're definitely going to see a lot more of him of 2015. But I can also, we're going to see a lot of new talent. I should be hopefully hitting the silver screen here, as well as the small screen. You have a lot of, speaking of small screen, on your television, a lot of your seasons that you watch the winter season finales, those are all kicking back up now. They're going to be continuing on here in the next few weeks. A lot of those TV series are coming back on with new episodes, so it's pretty exciting for those that are definitely watching on the small screen as well as the big screen, as well as you have Star Wars. Oh, excuse me. I'm going to apologize for all those people out there. I'm clearing my throat. I'm dealing with a cold right now, but Star Wars coming out at the end of this year. Everyone's so excited waiting for Star Wars. Personally, I'm going to see a little bit more of it. I'm not too thrilled what I've seen. I've just got to see more what's going on here. I do know that Age of Ultron, they'll be releasing a new trailer coming out here in January. So, and of course, Avengers 2 is coming out here that people are looking forward to, with James Spader playing a villain as well.
Hey, Scott, I want to jump in here for a second. I don't know if you saw this. Earlier this week, it was announced that there is going into production, a new James Bond film with Daniel Craig, Silverchair.
Yes, I did. I'm very excited for Bond. Daniel Craig is back playing that blonde hair, blue eye Bond.
For people that like to read the James Bond stories, if you go on to Amazon Unlimited, you can get a membership for $10 a month, or you can actually have it for free. You can subscribe for free to try it out for a month. And all of Ian Fleming's original James Bond novels are available for you to read, and they're amazing. So, yeah, there's that.
Nice. You know, Bond's been around forever. That's a franchise that is going to continue on, you know, hopefully pretty much in the next 10 to 15 years, you'll see James Bond in space. That'll probably be the next James Bond. But also, for anyone out there, it is 2015, ladies and gentlemen. And Don, do you know what that means?
I do know what it means. In fact, I think I spoke with you. I gave you a call to wish you a happy new year, and you were chiming in the new year by watching some Back to the Future 2.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's 2015, and if you've not seen it, you better go out and watch it. Because in the year Back to the Future number 2, Marty McFly and Doc travel to the year of 2015. That's right. Sometime, I think it's in May, I believe. I got to go back and watch the movie one more time. But sometimes in May or July, you might see a flying DeLorean flying around here somewhere. That's right.
Well, you know what? You need to tell. We need to get on the line with the Two Men in a Sports Show and let them know that if they're going to go play some bets. I know they when they go on the show, they give a lot of information about sports, but they also let people know that, you know, they're not responsible for any gambling, you know, any bets or anything like that. But at the same time, you know, if we're counting on Doc Brown and Marty McFly, the Cubs are going to win the World Series this year, and they're going to beat Miami.
That's it. Now, next, we did a special Inside the Movies and More today, but on Saturday we'll be back on regular time at 11 p.m. on Saturdays. And what we're going to do here is this Saturday night at 11 p.m., 11:30, we're going to dedicate a whole segment to Back to the Future on what has come to pass and what they call it the Back to the Future prophecy. What has what are we using now that they predicted over 20 something years ago that we are using now in 2015? And we'll go from there and really see what we are not using, what we are using, and definitely compare and contrast their 2015 to our 2015. So that's something we want to bring to you guys here Saturday we're really going to talk about some Back to the Future.
They've got 72 hours to come up with a hoverboard.
Well, they've already done it. Hoverboard's done. They did it in 2014.
All right, then I'll have to 72 hours to pull my jean pockets out of my pants.
I think I'm gonna wear that into the office. I think I'm gonna wear my clothes backwards.
We need to get those jackets though that because you know you and I both live down here in Florida and there's you know sometimes there's rain that just like sweeps across us. We need those self drying jackets.
We need some Marty McFly Nikes. You know, with the power laces. So there's some things we're going to talk about on Back to the Future here. Now, for those that have not seen the movie, wherever you are, I don't know why you have not seen the movie, but if you haven't, because I know there is some people that I know personally in my life that have never seen the movie, and I turned them on to it, and they loved it. If you've not seen it, please, for the love of God, go out there and buy the trilogy. Go Walmart, Target, wherever it's sold, and own Back to the Future. And sit down and watch. It's a really, really, really great franchise, a trilogy. It's one of an iconic film here, and definitely catch up to speed, especially for Part 2, because we're going to be talking about what happened in 2015 on Part 2 and on Saturday here. But this is a quick little blurb of what's going to of inside the movies and more for 2015. We have a lot of things we're going to cover in 2015. A lot of things we're going to be sharing with you, announcements as well, what's going on with Vism, and as well as going out in the cinema world. So, any final thoughts, Don? I know we've already passed over time. We're recording session moment right now.
No, I would just recommend for you to go in, I think October, it's a date in October where the actual 2015 date happens for Back to the Future. But if you haven't had a chance to go watch it, then go watch it. And then also I would recommend if you're a fan of the Back to the Future trilogy, then go hop on over to the Michael J. Fox Foundation. It's for Parkinson's research, and you don't have to donate anything. Just get on their mailing list. They're doing some amazing things, as they have been from the. They've raised millions and millions of dollars for Parkinson's research. That also goes to help many other diseases as well for what they're doing. So yeah, I would just recommend go see the Back to the Future 2. Go pull it out of you if you haven't seen it in a while. Go pull it back out so that we can all have a great conversation about it on Saturday. And also remember the Michael J. Fox Foundation.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's one thing here is for definitely support. That's one charity we really definitely love to support here, we do want to give a shout out to Michael J. MJ out there. Excuse me here. That's one man that is very talented actor, as well as a very, I give him mad props. He came out last year with the Michael J. Fox TV series where he played a character that was a news reporter that had Parkinson's, and he doesn't let the Parkinson's get to him. We appreciate you, Michael, for bringing us such an iconic Americana character, Marty McFly, and bringing
absolutely
back to helping bring back the future to life for us and for many, many people for generations to enjoy. And Christopher Lloyd as well. Without you two, there would never be a Back to the Future. There wouldn't be no Doc Brown. There wouldn't be no Marty McFly. There wouldn't be hoverboards. There wouldn't be Flying DeLoreans. You guys are the true guys that made that film come to life, as well as the writers and the directors and the whole crew. Thank you guys so much, and we'll talk. We're definitely going to dedicate a whole segment this Saturday to Back to the Future 2 in the franchise. But once again, guys, thank you guys so much for listening to Inside the Movies and More. You guys are a great audience. We love you guys. Definitely chime in with us next week, and from us to you guys, have a happy, happy new year. 2015 is going to be rocking, and we hope that you guys have a very successful and prosperous year. Thanks, guys.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.